Yo, what up? It's episode 165. It's before 11 a.m., so I'm doing all right. We're in the 10 o'clock hour, just barely. Let's just check out some news, and I got nothing, as always. I'm a total blank. John McCain's got a brain tumor, that's sad. I like John McCain. We wish him well. FCC refuses to release 47,000 net neutrality comments. This guy running the FCC seems like a real dick face. That's my political commentary on that. Florida man shoots out tires of an AT&T truck outside his house. That's, I mean, it's cliche, but that's Florida. You upset a man, he's going to shoot out your tires. And AT&T, they've upset a lot of people. Moving on. French singer Barbara Weldon dies while in the middle of a concert. Ooh. In the middle of a up-and-coming French singer collapsed and died in the middle of a concert at a festival. Oh, wow. So I wonder, did the festival go on? He's 35 years old. Had been on stage. I just want to know if the festival kept going. Oh. That's a hell of a festival. You know, you're there, you're at this festival, all these great, all your favorite French musicians and singers are there, you're doing some Molly, you're having some, you know, just having a good time, and then somebody dies on stage. Our hearts go out to the Weldons. I don't know. Abusive Saudi king arrested by order of King Salman. I don't know why I even read that headline. I don't know anything going on there. I just saw Saudi and king, and I was intrigued. Well, that sounds good. He's abusive. Arrest the guy. I knew a dude that lived in Saudi Arabia. I knew a couple people that lived there. Like, their parents were contractors or whatever the fuck. And I remember him telling me about how they... I don't think he ever saw, like, the executions or what. He said every night there would be announcements of who was executed on television. And it sounded pretty dark. Without AC, inmates at St. Louis jail scream for help during heat wave. Oh, come on. You need air conditioning in the prison. Some people are like, oh, they're in prison. They shouldn't have television. They shouldn't have air conditioning. You gotta have air conditioning. He's like, oh, there's people without air conditioning. It's true, but those people can go out and go to the store where there's air conditioning. I didn't have air conditioning for a while. I would go, you know, you just go hang out someplace where there's air conditioning. Go to walk around the supermarket, go to the movies. I would sit in a car. I had a car from work, so I would that had air conditioning. But inmate can't do that. And at night I would just wet a towel down and put during a heat wave. There's some nasty heat waves when I didn't have air conditioning. Let's see, this guy here in Toronto built some stairs for built park stairs for $550, irking city after $65,000 estimate. And then you look at the thing here. It's not even that many stairs. Yeah, it's like no way. These government contractors. They have all these. I was just watching a War Dogs last night. I never saw that movie before. Jonah Hill. And it's all about like selling guns to the government, how much money these guys are making. And it was, it's once you get like government contracts, you can jack it up. You know, I'm sure that $65,000 is like all sorts of procurement fees or fucking processing fees, whatever the fuck. Refugee has amazed her 12-year-old son, who was taken by ISIS in 2014, is alive after rescue. Wow, look at this. ISIS, they didn't kill this kid. Maybe they have a heart. Not saying that they're good, but I'm saying, see, this kid was 12 years. ISIS found this kid. You'd think they'd kill the kid, and they didn't. So maybe there's a soft spot in the heart of ISIS that we can exploit. Maybe if we sent them some puppies, they would take care of them and realize life is precious. Because they were like, okay, these puppies, all of a sudden, okay, what's this? Oh, we're ISIS, we're mad. There's puppies. Who would send us puppies? This is fucked up. And they're like, what are we going to do with them? Well, we got to feed them. I think they do that with in prisons. They give the pets kittens. They give the prisoners kittens. And it makes them very, gives them a sense of purpose. Brings out some emotions. I'm saying it's worth a shot. Send ISIS some puppies. Turkey's new school curriculum drops evolution and will teach concept of jihad education, minister says. The real meaning of jihad is loving your nation. So it's an, well, I dropping evolution, I don't know. What did I ever do with the evolution? Knowing, being taught that doesn't really. Everybody's, oh, you got to teach evolution. Don't teach this. Don't, wait. What kid does it? What do you do with the information of how the world was created? Nothing. Teach creation. Say God. Just give them Genesis. So that's how the world started. I guess it's silly, but I hate the argument over it. Not that this is what this is. This is a whole nother thing. I mean, Turkey. I don't know what you do about what their school system's like. Let's move on. African robotics team goes missing in D.C. They go out partying? Police say six members of the Burundi robotics team competing in the first goal. Last seen, blah, blah. Shit, they're like really, they're like missing. Why would somebody go after a robotics team? We hope they get found. Robotics, very important. It's the future, sex robots are the future. Drop algebra requirements for non-STEM at California Community College. I don't know, something about don't teach algebra to to some of these kids. It's a guy, they're not, they don't need it. Parrot witness case, Michigan woman's guilty of husband's murder. Ooh, this sounds like a real good one. So the parrot, Michigan woman guilty of husband's murder. Oh God, she looks, I mean, she's just, she doesn't look like a nice lady. A woman's been found guilty of shooting her husband 5 times in a Michigan murder case, apparently witnessed by a parrot. Shot her husband in front of a couple's pet in 2015 before turning the gun on herself in a failed suicide attempt. Parrot later repeated the words, "Don't shoot," in the victim's voice to turn his ex-wife. The parrot, jury found her guilty. She'll be sentenced next month. Now, you can go to jail on the word of a parent. Well, she shot herself. I don't think the parent, that's a clickbait headline of like, oh, the parent went, no, they shot her and she shot herself. And then, so now you know, and then the parent is like, just like a showpiece. Because if all you had, she had any, if she was trying to, if all they had was like a don't shoot parrot, I don't know, some, but at least the parrot spoke up, and I don't know, this episode is a disaster, it's a piece of shit. I will note it in the comment, in the description, don't listen to it, this is the worst one. That was the worst one, but it ain't good. So tomorrow might be better. Who knows? I got into a Twitter. Well, I didn't get into it. This person commented about This Week in Jack and like, don't do any more episodes without Micah. Sometimes Micah, if you don't listen to This Week in Jack, and that's my other podcast, and there's co-host Micah Fox, who's very funny, great co-host, but she can't always be there. And sometimes I try to get someone to replace her, and sometimes I can't. And I just record an episode, so there's an episode out. And this woman from Australia, I don't know why, it only takes one person, right, to be like, look, don't do any more episodes on Mike. It's like, well, then there wouldn't be a fucking episode. And so I skip all the ones that are just Chris, because it's like this. I don't know what my point is. I guess I just want people to know, as always, that I know that this is bad. And maybe I need a co-host. But I don't feel like doing that. I've been recording this into my phone for a while now, too. I haven't even been able to take calls. I got to take calls. There was some, I know there was like some listeners that wanted to call in, and I got to like just take care of that. I will get to it soon. And I like having guests. I just don't like scheduling shit, because I don't know when I'm going to wake up. But I can set an alarm, and then I will know when I'm going to wake up. I hate setting alarms. All right, enough of my babbling. This was a bad episode. I apologize. But maybe it'll be better tomorrow. Maybe. It's quite possible. It would be hard for it to be worse. So I will talk to you tomorrow, and we love you.